to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Birds take 2 out of 3 in Anaheim. You look at what these some of the guys in the starting rotation have done. Zach Eflin went yesterday. He went 5, giving up 2 runs on 5 hits. His last start before the injury was against Arizona. We didn't know he was hurt based on his start. He went 6 innings, giving up 1 run on 4 hits. And then you look at Kramer. First time in his career, he's gone back-to-back starts with 7 innings. He's gone 7 in both against the Twins, 2 runs on 3 hits. Against KC, no runs on 3 hits. And I think Tomo has been the Rock this entire time. You go back, he has not had a bad start. He had a short outing against the Blue Jays in his first outing because he got hand cramps. And Jeremy, you know all about that, different activities.
Yeah.
But he's been sensational, man. I mean, other than that, look at the innings that he's charted.
I'm honestly surprised that my hand – you remember Unitas when he threw the football and his hand locked like this? Yeah. I'm just surprised my hand hasn't locked in a different direction, another way. But, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what I've noticed, though. Like, with your left arm, you can't open your zipper. With your right arm, you can crush a Volkswagen. So there's something like
I was like, what? Did I mess up opening a zipper with my left? I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, no. Tomo has gone 7 1/3, 6-5, 7-7, back-to-back, 4 2/3, 5 1/3. And again, in his first one, he only went 4. He's charting a lot of innings so far. He's an innings eater. He's the innings eater. That's the true definition of one.
He's the one I'm concerned about running out of gas, though. That's why it's like you start looking at it going, okay, are they going to figure him out at some point, or is he just going to run out of gas? Because if he does, at the speeds he's throwing at, he'll get knocked around. But I got to say, man, this has been such a pleasant surprise with a season that hasn't had many, looking at what Sagano's done every time he's gone out.
Well, do you feel like maybe you have 3 good starters in your rotation finally, Ed?
Yeah. Sagano's held the fort down, and he's performed better. There was so many people that were so skeptical, and like, you know, and I get it, MVP, but it was Japan. Guy can pitch. Clearly, he's a pitcher. Not only he's a pitcher, and he's been a welcome addition, and now you get Eflin back. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but I feel a lot better than I did a week ago.
And I'm not taking anything away from Jeremy's theory about his speed and all those things. But the one thing I do say this is who he's always been. Yeah. So I feel like if they do start picking up on him, he has the better chance of adjusting to that because this is who he is.
Well, what I'm saying is like he pitched in Japan. They pitch every 6 days. It's a little bit different. Right. He's never.
Oh, run out of gas that way.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying, like, I think his skill set there, the hitters are obviously, once they get more video on him, they're going to adjust. They'll find out if there's any, you know, cracks there. If they can find something like, oh, with this pitch, he's doing this. He likes to throw this in this situation. They'll find that stuff, and then it's going to be up to him to adjust. But my concern with him is he runs out of gas in the season.
I bet you'll see sometime in July after the All-Star break when he misses a start, add somebody else in the rotation, you do something. You don't want to take everybody else off there. But there'll be some times where he probably misses a start, not injured, just because of what you just said. Rashawn in Baltimore, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
And welcome back, Ed.
Thank you.
Glad to have you back in the studio. Hey, I'm optimistic now, man. We got Eflin back and everything, man. I seen Rod just pitch this weekend down in Nashville. He looked pretty decent. 4 innings, 4 strikeouts, only 1 earned run. So maybe you can get out bang for our buck for that terrible trade, you know, Elias had, you know, sending Noah B and Stowers away. I know that's your boy, Jeremy. You was advocating for Rodgers, right?
Hold on. Whoa. There's no advocating.
Yes, you was.
Man, stop with your nonsense. There was no advocating. I'm one of the few people that said I understand why they made the trade. He had 2 prospects, and I even saw somebody this weekend saying, oh, Kyle Stowers wasn't going to get a chance to play here. He wasn't. He wasn't right, going
true.
To play here.
That's true. Yeah, I agree with that.
And by the way, Trevor Rogers had a decent start over the weekend, if you saw it.
So, he just said that. Yeah. Yeah. 4 innings, 1 run, 4 hits. Liberty Town, Bill. What's up, Bill?
Yeah, just a question for Jeremy. First off, Ed, welcome back.
Thank you.
You know, we we drafted Gunnar Henderson at third, Jackson at shortstop. Why did we shift them?
Well, I mean, Rob can talk about this too. Like shortstop,
Jackson Holliday doesn't have the arm for shortstop.
Yeah, at the major league level, it's a little bit different. Kobe Mayo was drafted as a third baseman, but he's not going to. So Mountcastle was drafted as a shortstop.
Adam Jones was a shortstop.
Yeah,
shortstop is the A lot of guys, when you're growing up, the best athletes play shortstop and pitch.
You know,
Jackson Holliday is better suited for his arm strength for second base. Gunnar Henderson has a shortstop arm. He's your shortstop, and I know people used to Manny Machado having a gun for an arm, but what position did he play?
Shortstop.
Your shortstop in the infield has to have the strongest throwing arm because that's the longest throw to first base.
The other thing, like, to me, it's comparable when we look at other sports. Like, you see guys in high school playing football, and they play quarterback, and it's like, oh, my God. Then he goes to the next level and is like, hey, you're playing safety. Because you're not good enough to play that position in their eyes.
Right.
But you're so good athletically, they think they can make that switch.
And Anquan Boldin was recruited at Florida State as a quarterback.
There's a lot of these guys, man. So, again, I think it's comparable to that when you look at, can this guy play this position at the major league level consistently?
You're athletic. Jackson Holliday is athletic enough to play center field, second base. He is. His only question is his throwing arm. And, again, a lot of people think third base is the longest throw to first. It's not. It's not. That's why if you go around the positions, one is pitcher, two is catcher, three is first base, four is second base. You go over to five, third base, because that's closer.
To be fair, left field is the longest throw to first base.
True.
So you got to have the strongest left. Sorry.
Yeah, they don't.
No.
They have the weakest arm.
They do. Out of your, except for here in Baltimore.
Yes.
Taco to go. Taco to. And a big cue. Taco to go. Taco to go. Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go. Taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go. Taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go. $2.99. Taco to go.